Friends, there's something that has just kept coming back to me these days over and over again. And that is the importance of faith. Faith in our lives as we seek the Lord and as we serve the Lord. It was so prominent that even when I listened to last Sunday's message, there are 101 things that came to my mind that I felt as if I could get up and start a second service after that. I'll mention to you something from that message. But let's just seek the Lord's face before we continue. Lord, we would like to seek your face this morning in this service. Do not pass us by. May you not be like a stranger in our midst that comes and goes without us having realized it. May you do something in our hearts as we listen to your word that will make you a permanent indweller in our hearts and in our lives. Please speak to us, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I would like to read the text for today, a well-known portion from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse
6.
Can be a very encouraging verse, but it can be a very challenging verse as well. Hebrews 11, verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him.
Kepha ngaphandle kokukholwa akwenzeki umthokozisa ngokuba ozayo kuNkulunkulu umele ukukholwa ukuthi ukhona nokuthi ungumvuzi walabo abamfunayo.
Friends, allow me to just refer back to the example that was given to us last Sunday.
Ngivumelene sihlobo ngibuyele kwisibonelo esasinikezwayo ngesonto elidlule.
That God can be a hammer in our lives and we can be the nails.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngenze ukuthi abe njengesando empilweni zethu thina sibe iphikisi.
What came to my mind is in order for the whole process of the hammer that can hit very brutally and very hard at times on that nail to be a success.
Ukufikeleke kimi ukuthi ukuze lo msebenzi ube impumelelo ngesikhathi isando sisishaya isipikili futhi sisishaya ngesihluku,
that nail must remain straight.
Ukuze kulunge kumele ukuthi leso sipikili njalo sihlale siqondile singagobi.
If the nail bends, then the whole exercise is a waste.
Uma isipikile sesiqala sigoba, konke lokho bekwenziwa kuyizelezo.
What is it that keep us, if we are the nails, what is it that keep us straight when the blows of the hammer of God rains upon our heads?
Yikuphiko kuyosiza ukuthi sihlale siqondile uma thina siyipikili ngaleso sikhathi sishaywa ngaleso sando sikaNkuluNkulu.
It is our faith.
Ukholwa kwethu.
If we lose our faith, then the nail bends under the hammer. The whole nail, hitting of the nail by the hammer, loses its purpose. The nail that's supposed maybe to hold two planks together will not do it if it bends. Friends, we may be aware of God's hammer blows on our lives. But if we don't keep our faith, we are going to bend and we are going to become useless in God's hands. Faith keeps you from not being offended by the hammer blows. We've got to remain straight. There's a way in which we remain straight, which is a carnal way, where we are stiff-necked and stubborn, which is not going to help in any way. I'm not speaking about that. But there's a way where we remain straight because we keep our faith in the living God that is busy raining His blows upon our heads. Then we will not be offended by God. We will not be offended by what God is doing to us. And friends, the whole temptation of becoming proud will be down the drain and out the door. It will not exist in our lives. Because the nail realizes the power doesn't come from him. The power comes from the hammer. Do we live in that faith and in that consciousness from day to day? I don't know what hammer blows you're exposed to. God may have brought sickness upon you. God may have brought difficult circumstances upon you. Do I trust that the hammer, the power of the hammer, will drive me to serve the purpose in my life, what I have to serve? The hammer that God used can be people in my life. Friends, if you and I develop a grudge against those people, then we are bending, we're losing our faith, we're missing the whole purpose, and God cannot use us for what He wants to use us.
Sizonda labo bantu ngaleyo ndlela siyagoba njengesipikili
God can send a person across your way which irritates you into the ground. If you and I become irritated and angry, we are bending and we are not going to serve the purpose that God wants us to serve. Allow me to use my favorite example and one of my heroes in the Bible. Joseph, the son of Jacob. The first blow came to Joseph. Remember, God had revealed himself to Joseph in dreams. The first blow came to Joseph when his brothers hated him, started hating him. Joseph did not hate back. Dear friend, if you sit with hatred in your heart this morning, then know you have bent. Your faith has bent and God cannot use you.
So, Bamuma Utella Pambilu Nenzondo, Yazuti Usukobile, Ukolawakose Kobile, Futunkulungulungarawaz Ruksebenzis.
The second blow came when he was sold as a slave.
Uksha Westbili, Wafra Alessos Katilapo, Etais Ogova Screen.
It was circumstances God brought upon him.
Kwabaizimo Lesunkulungula later again.
Joseph did not lose hope when he was sold as a slave. If he would have lost his faith, he would have lost hope and the nail would have bent. The third blow was a blow that kind of came here from the side in a different way, and that is Potiphar's wife that tempted him to sin. Joseph succeeded that. He stood. He did not bend, even though he got a blow from the side. God can allow blows from the side to come to us from a different angle and not from the top.
UJoseph wagqoba lokho. Akawelanga kuleso silingo noma bekuqhamuka eceleni ngaleyo ndlela. UNkulunkulu angakuletha okunye okunjalo okungazuqhamuka phezulu.
Like when Satan comes with his smile.
Njengokuba uSathane efike kwesisikhathi emamatheka.
The devil has two mechanisms.
USathane unendlela embili ayisebenzisayo.
His frown.
Uyafika kwesisikhathi ngokuthukuthela.
Or his smile.
Afike kwesisikhathi emamatheka.
His frown is what Christians are experiencing in countries where they are being persecuted. His smile is what we are experiencing in the West with materialism and prosperity. And through the years, his smile has been more effective than his frown. To make Christians bend in their faith and lose their faith. The fourth blow was the blow when he was put in prison. I support the Lord. I'm faithful to the Lord. In a foreign country. No family to support me. I resist Potiphar's wife. Surely God, you are going to bless me now.
Impela uNkulunkulu uzongibusisa manje.
How did God reward him?
uNkulunkulu wamvusa kanjani?
God had him thrown in prison.
uNkulunkulu wamthatha ukuba aphonswe ejele.
Joseph did not bend under that blow.
Nakuloko kushaya futhi uJoseph akagobanga.
He stayed absolutely straight.
Waqhubeka wama eqondile.
Because God wanted to nail the Egyptian nation together with the children of Israel.
Ngoba uNkulunkulu beqonda ukuthi athathe abaseGibhithe abahlanganise ndawonye ngesipikili nabo kwaIsrael.
And the children of Israel had to come to Egypt for 300 years before he was going to set them free.
AbakwaIsrael kwadunguthi bafika eGibhithe bahlala iminyaka ngamakhulu amathathu ngaphambi kokuthi abakhulule.
Joseph stayed as straight as a die. And he allowed God to serve his purpose through his life.
UJosepha wama waqonda njengothi lo mkhonto wahlala ukuze uNkulunkulu afeze inhloso yakhe ngempilo yakhe.
Allow me to ask you, dear brother and sister.
Ngivumele ngikubuze mfowethu dadewethu.
As you are seated here.
Njengoba uhleli la.
Are you still a straight nail?
Ingabe wena usabile uyisipikile siqondile na?
Or have you bent?
Noma usugobile.
A person can fall into sin because the way to heaven can just become so narrow and so steep at times.
Umuntu ungenza uthawele esonweni kalula ngoba mhlawumbe indlela ezulwini ibonakale ngazuthi iwumqansi iyakhuphuka futhi umncingo.
That means we've bent under the difficulties, the challenges of the way to heaven.
Makunjalo ngachaza ukuthi sesigobile sasisiyahluleka ngenxa yobunzima bendlela ezulwini.
But if we have, there is forgiveness at the cross and God can help us up again.
Kodwa uma kwenzekile sayithola sikuleso simo kukhona ukuthethelela esiphambanweni futhi uNkulunkulu angasithatha sivuse futhi.
But I want to speak more about a few other examples, and especially about Abram, actually.
Ngithanda ukuba ngicaphune ezinye izibonelo ikakhulukazi ngoAbraham.
If we can go to Hebrews chapter 11.
Siya encwadini yamaHebheru isahluko seshumi nanye.
Oh, let me just mention one other thing to you.
Kodwa ke ngisho lokhu kuqala.
Friends, if we want to remain straight,
sihlobo uma sithanda ukuthi sihlale sime siqondile njalo,
we will have to die to ourselves.
So mele ukuthi sife maqondana nokuthina.
Many books have been written about, many sermons have been preached about that.
Sekuke kwabhala incwadi eyiningi, kwashunyelwa nentshumayelo eyiningi ngalokho.
To follow Christ, we must die to ourselves, otherwise the nail will bend.
Uma sidinga umlandeli uKristu, kumele sife maqondana nobuthina. Uma kungenjalo, isipikili sogoba.
But let me say it in a different way.
Kodwa ke ngokusho ngendlela ehlukile.
You and I will have to be able to die to ourselves in order to be part, to remain part of the body of Christ.
Mina nawe kumele ukuthi sife maqondana nobuthina ukuze sikwazi ukuthi sihlale futhi siqhubeke siyingxenye yomzimba kaKristu.
Many people say, yes, I'll die to myself for God, but not for so and so and so and so and this one and that one.
Abanye bathi yebo ngiyokwazi ukuthi ngife maqondana nobumina kuNkulunkulu kodwa hayi maqondana nabanye abantu.
But God has called us to work to serve him as a body, the congregation, the church of Christ is a body, it's not a single person.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu usibizile ukuthi simkhonze, simphilele sinjengomzimba wakhe, siyibandla. Umzimba kuwona umuntu oyedwa kodwa ibandla lihlangene.
God has done more in my life by mixing me with people. God has made me more die to myself while I was amongst people than when I withdrew and I spent time with the Lord and with his word.
uNkulunkulu wenze okuningi kimi, usebenza kakhulu ngamandla, ikakhulukazi uma ngabe ngihlanganise nabantu, hayi uma ngabe ngisukile mina ngingedwa.
This is the problem that we have.
Yona nkinga esibhekene nayo.
To be part of the body of Christ, to blend in with them, to work together with them. For that you and I have to die to ourselves in order to remain a straight nail.
Ukuba sibe ingxenye yomzimba kaKristu sizihlanganise nabo ukuze uNkulunkulu akwazi ukusebenza kithina sibe isipikile esiqondile.
Because in order to be part of the body of Christ,
ngoba ukuze ngibe ingxenye yomzimba kaKristu,
we must be willing to put the needs of others first. My brother, my sister's needs must be put before my own needs.
Kumele sivume ukuthi isidingo zabanye zihambe phambili kunezethu. Isidingo sikamfowethu nodadewethu kube yisona esiphambili kunesabo.
I'm not just expected to act correct and in the right way.
Akuthi ngivumeleke nje kuphela ukuthi ngenze izinto kahle ngendlela.
But God is expecting me to give them warmth and love and encouragement as the body of Christ.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu ngilindele futhi ukuba ngibaqhuqhuzele, ngibavezele uthando nemfudumalo.
To give them a sense of belonging, to make them realize they belong here. They belong in God's church, in God's kingdom.
Kibaphe lokho ukuthi bayizwele nabo ukuthi bayingxenye yala, bayingxenye yombuso kaNkulunkulu.
Many people in the church just make sure that I don't do the wrong thing. That's all I'm concentrating on.
Abantu abaningi ebandleni umuntu ubhekenze ukuthi uma ngingonanga ngingachezukanga kwanele.
But there's no warmth.
Kodwa ayikho imfudumalo.
There's no love.
Alukho uthando.
I have to build the image of Christ in the lives of my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ.
Kumele ngidwebe ngakhe umfanekiso kaKristu kubafowethu nodadewethu abasemzimbeni kaKristu.
And can I say something to our young people in this regard?
Ake ngisho lokhu maqondana nabantu abasha.
If you grow up in a place like Sisabantu,
umukhulele endaweni njengale kwaSisabantu,
where we have men and women of God leading the work who are strong and who are heroes and giants in the faith.
Sinamadoda kaNkulunkulu abaqotho abamaqhawe futhi ekholweni.
We are not just called to sit and receive. Come to the services, receive every Sunday, and receive and receive. And meanwhile, I go on with my life, with my ideals. I study what I want to be. I don't ask God for His guidance. God's kingdom is not first in my life.
Asibizelwe nje ukuthi sihlale sibe abatholayo sihlale enkonzweni sizuze nje bese ngiziqhubele nempilo yami mhlawumbe ngiyofunda lokho engithanda ukufunda ngingabuzi nentando kaNkulunkulu.
Don't say there is enough men and women of God that serve God. I can just receive and carry on with my life the way I like to live.
Ungasho ukuthi hayi baningi abanye amadoda kaNkulunkulu abangakwazi ukuthi baqhubeke mina nje mangiqhubeke ngathola nje.
No young people.
Akunjalo umuntu omusha.
You are called to become heroes of the faith yourselves.
Nawe qobo lwakho ubizela ukuthi ube yiqhawe lokukholwa.
You are called to carry out the gospel through your life, not through being part of Sisabantu.
Nawe ubiziwe qobo ukuba ulahambise ivangeli ngeyakho impilo hayi ngokuthi nje uyingxenye kwaSisabantu.
And that applies to everybody in every church where there are men of God leading them.
Lokho kuqondene nabantu bonke nanoma kuliphi ibandla lapho kukhona amadoda kaNkulunkulu abaholayo.
At some stage we must grow up. We cannot just remain children being fed all the time like little birds.
Kumele kufike isikhathi sokuthi nathi sikhule singahlali nje siyingane ezilokho zondliwa njalo njengeyinyoni.
I must become aware of the holiness and convicted of the holiness of God that I can carry it out amongst the rest.
Kumele ngiqonde ngikwazi ngizwele ukusebenza kubungcwele bukaNkulunkulu kimina ukuze ngikudlulisene kwabanye.
You must be convicted about the power of God to overcome sin and to be victorious over sin.
Kumele ukuthi uyizwele amandla kaNkulunkulu ukwazi ukunqoba unqobe ngisho isono.
God's kingdom must become first in you, your life. We need you. God needs you. God's kingdom needs you to serve Him where God is number one in your life.
umbuso kaNkulunkulu kumele sibe yiwona ohamba phambili empilweni yakho siyakudinga noNkulunkulu uyakudinga futhi.
But there's another point in being part of the body of Christ.
Ukhona elinye iphuzu maqondana nokuba ingxenye yomzimba kaNkulunkulu.
Remember, being part of the body means I've got to stay a straight nail.
Khumbula kokuqala uthi kuze ngibe ingxenye yomzimba kaKristu ngimele uthi ngihlale njalo ngisiphile esiqondile.
I will realize that I need the rest of the body.
Ngizokubona lokho ngiqonda ukuthi ngidinga yonke ingxenye yomzimba.
And the body needs me.
Nomzimba futhi kaKristu uyangidinga nami.
If I am only called to be the little toe.
Uma nje mina ngizwele ukuthi ngibizela ukuba uzwane oluncane.
I have the duty. It's my duty to be the little toe in the body of Christ.
Lokho kumsebenzi wami ngimele ukuthi ngiqhubeke ngibe yiluzwane emzimbeni kaKristu.
Even though it's just the little toe.
Noma nje uzwane oluncanyana.
The body is not complete without the little toe.
Umzimba awuphelele uma lungekho uzwane.
I must be the little toe to the best of my abilities.
Ngimele uthi ngiqhubeke ngibe yilona lolozwana oluncane ngokuzimisela konke okuphelele.
I must be the little toe for God's sake and for the sake of my brothers and sisters.
Ngimele uthi ngiqhubeke ngibe yiluzwane ngenxa kaNkulunkulu nangenxa kabafowethu nodadewethu
emzimbeni. And dear friends, we will one day stand before God if we were called to be the little toe, and God will judge us for not having been the little toe in the body.
Kulusuku siyoma phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu asahlulela uNkulunkulu uthi sihlulekile uthi sibe iluzwane besibizela uthi sibe yilona.
And if I am called to be the brain,
uma ngibizela ukuthi ngibe ingqondo,
if I realize I'm part of a body,
uma ngiqonda ukuthi ngiyingxenye yomzimba,
I won't become proud.
Ngeke ngiziphakamise.
Because what's the use of a brain without hands and feet and eyes that can move and look and do things?
Ngoba iyini ingqondo ngaphandle komzimba, amehlo, izandla ezikwazi ukunyakaza zenza izinto?
It will keep us humble to be part of the body of Christ.
Kuyosigcina sithobekile njalo ukuba ingxenye yomzimba kaKristu.
The person, the man whom God chose to lead this, to start this revival with. And who is still leading the revival here. Have often told us. Before the revival. He did things on his own. He pitched the tents himself. He fetched the people. He preached. After the service, he counseled them. After the service, that he took the people home. And at the end, he broke down the tent by himself. But since the revival came, he cannot do things alone on his own anymore.
Kodwa lapho sekufika imvuselelo akwazanga ukuthi azenzele izinto ngokwakhe yedwa.
Oh, blessed is the person that's willing to be the little toe.
Ubusisi umuntu ovumayo ukuthi abe uzwane noma luluncane.
And be faithful in that.
Athembeke kulokho.
I'm reminded of the revival of the other big revival in South Africa, which we had under Andrew Murray.
Ngikhunjuzwa enye imvuselelo enkulu esake saba nayo la eSouth Africa.
When that revival started, they had a prayer meeting led by an elder. And when it came for time for prayer, a colored girl who sat in the congregation, who was mainly white, a colored girl stood up and indicated she wanted to pray.
Intombazana ekhaladi yayihleli khona phakathi ebandleni elaligcwele abaningi abamhlophe kwayiyona ethi ifisa ukuthandaza.
And he says, at first he was in two minds, should he allow this colored girl to pray? Will it not offend some of the whites?
Uthe kuqaleni waba nokungabaza wathi ngiyivumeleni le ntombazana ekhaladi ukuthi kube yiyona ethandazayo ngeke balimali yini abanye abazalwana abamhlophe.
But then he says he got a better thought, took hold of him. And he has allowed her to pray.
And
it was under that prayer that God came down. People came under conviction of sin. They fell to the ground, begged God for mercy. They were seeing hell in front of them and they need to repent. And he called Reverend Andrew Murray to come and help. What's going on here? Andrew Murray said, let's sing a song. He told the elder. But when he looked again, the elder was not leading the song. He was on his knees on the stage. Because the elder said the presence of God was so real, he just felt if God comes now, I don't want to be found on my feet. Friends, what would have happened if that colored girl did not pray that day? What would have happened if she allowed hatred and she had long toes and she allowed herself to be offended by the fact that there was discomfort for her amongst this group of whites to pray? And if she said, listen, I'm sorry, I don't feel free here. I'll rather go to a church where I find my own people. But do you know why she stayed there? Because she had faith. She wanted to be part because it was part of people of different races seeking the living God. This, friends, is the curse that politics has brought on South Africa. Instead of keeping our eyes on God amongst the different races, allowing me, God, to use me amongst the blacks, the whites, the coloureds, the Indians, whoever, we were taught if so-and-so is not very happy or is not very friendly to me or he doesn't treat me very well, then I return back that back with hatred and I hate them back. And that brings a curse upon our country. Where God wanted to use, maybe he's not been able to use because we've been pumped full of politics and politics of hatred that takes our eyes off God and focus our eyes on race and rights. And my right shouldn't be interfered with, and that person's right shouldn't be interfered with. And if they've interfered with my rights, then I hate them, and I want to get them back. If that girl, colored girl, didn't in humility pray on that day, she would have brought down God's judgment on that meeting. On herself, because she was disobedient to God, and on the whole church, she was willing to be the little toe. And I wonder if anybody actually afterwards bothered to come to her and say to her, thank you that you prayed. But even if she had not been thanked, she knew she had been faithful to God and God worked. You see, politics have changed our whole value system in this country. And instead of serving God, seeing God, we're seeing people and we're only turning to hate. Once a group of thieves broke into a jewelry shop. But they did something strange. They didn't steal the jewelry. They went in and they just simply took the prices of the different items and changed them. So cheap rubbish got us a tag of an enormous price. And very expensive jewelry was sold for nothing.
Then they
closed the door of the shop. Nobody knew that they'd been there. The next morning they just walked in. And they just went and selected the items they knew were expensive and bought them for nothing. That is what politics have done in our country. Things that are useless have become important to us. And things with which we can bless this country and we can bless all races are now suddenly useless. The devil has changed our price tags. Hebrews 11 verse 8. By faith Abram obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. Then we go to chapter 15, verse 3. And Abram said, you have given me no children, no servant in my household will be my heir. He's speaking to God here. Chapter 15, verse 3, Genesis.
Genesis 15, it's Genesis.
We're going to the beginning of the Bible. Well, let's just go to verse 1. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision and said, do not be afraid, Abram, I'm your shield, your very great reward. But Abram said, sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus? Verse 4, then the word of the Lord came to him, This man will not be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir.
Bega izwi Jehovah leza kuye lathi lona akayikudla ifa lakho kepha uyakhuma ezibilinini zakho uyakudla ifa lakho.
And he took him outside and said, look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can. Then he said to him, so shall your offspring be.
Wamphumisela ngaphandle wathi Beka nasezulwini ubala izinkanyezi uma ungazibala wathi kuye kuya kuba njalo inzalo yakho.
Remember, we're speaking about faith.
Khumbule sihlobo sikhuluma ngokholwa.
Abraham had nothing to prove that God's word was going to become true in his life.
Abraham wayengenayo into ephathekayo engamqinisekisa ukuthi leli zwi likaNkulunkulu liyakupheleliswa empilweni yakhe.
Many people first want some sign before they will believe God.
Abantu abaningi bafuna kuqala uphawu phambi kokuthi bamkhole uNkulunkulu.
Many people want some sign before they will leave the world and turn to God to follow God.
Abantu abaningi bafuna uphawu oluthize oluzokubaqinisekisa ukuthi bangaliflathelizwe balandele uNkulunkulu.
Abraham had nothing.
Abraham wayengenalutho.
He left his father's house in faith.
Wayishiya indlu kayise ngokholo.
He followed God in faith.
Wamlandela uNkulunkulu ngokholo.
He believed God about inheritance and children that he was going to have in faith.
Wamkholwa uNkulunkulu nangabantwana bezobathola konke lokho ngokholo.
And God counted that to Abraham as righteousness.
uNkulunkulu wambalela lokho kwaba ngokulunga.
I'm going to come back to Abraham again. But I would just like to look at two other people where we see what faith is, how faith works in a person's life.
Please
bear with me if I go back to Hebrews 11 verse 4.
By
faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous. God commended him by accepting his gifts, and through his faith, though he died, he still speaks.
Athola ngakho ubufakazi bokuthi ulungile uNkulunkulu uqobe fakaza ngezipho zakhe nangakho usakhuluma noma efile.
So here we read that it was because of faith that God did not accept Cain's sacrifice.
Siyathola lana ukuthi kwaba ngenxa yokukholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu angawamukeli umnikelo kaCain.
How did Cain react?
UCain yena wenza njani?
God spoke to Cain. Firstly, Cain became jealous. A person that allows jealousy in his heart does it because he's lost his faith in God. He went and he killed his brother. God said to him, Cain, now the earth will be cursed on which you live. And you'll be a vagabond all your life.
uNkulunkulu wathi kaini manje umhlaba uqalekisiwe ngenxa yegazi olichithile futhi wena uyakuba umhambume empilo yakho yonke.
How did Cain respond?
uCain waphendula kanjani?
He got offended by God.
Walimala ngesenzo sikaNkulunkulu.
He said to God, God, my punishment is too great for me to bear.
Wathi uNkulunkulu isijeziswe nginika sona sikhulu kakhulu kuba ngasithwala.
Just look, you've cursed me today here. Anybody will just come and kill me.
Wathi bheka ungiqalekisile namhlanje noma bani ngafika ngibulala.
That is a sign of a person that doesn't have faith. He gets offended when small things happen and God allows small things.
Lolo uphawu lomuntu ongenako ukukholwa.
Let's look at another person who experienced very much the same, but who had faith.
We
know that David also sinned grievously before the Lord. And if you look at the curse that God spoke upon David's life, God said to him, the sword will not leave your house, David. It will always be in your descendants. You slept before with another man's wife in secret. People will sleep with your wives in the open.
Wathi wena ulale nomka muntu ekusithekeni kodwa amanye amadoda azolala nomkakho obala.
How did David react?
UDavide waphendula kanjani kulesi?
Lord, my curse, your curse is for me too heavy to bear.
Uthi noma isijeziso sakho sisikhulu kakhulu.
I cannot hold it any longer.
Ngeke ngisakwazi ukusithwala.
That he leave God's presence. Because after God spoke this to Cain, we read, and Cain left the presence of the Lord. Did David also leave God's presence? No, we read he said, I have sinned against the Lord. And he prayed in Psalm 51 after that. God, cast me not away from your presence. Cain left God's presence. David prayed and said, please, Lord, don't cast me away from your presence. Please don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. That is the reaction of a man who has faith when God punishes him. David said, restore to me the joy of your salvation. Please, Lord, uphold me with a willing spirit. What do you and I do when God punishes us because of our sin? Do we become angry? Do we leave the Lord's presence? Your nail is bending. And God is not able to reach his goal through your and my life. Even though he's been punished by God, he'll always be around in the presence of the Lord. Now, I'm finishing again with the man I started with in Hebrews, which is
Abraham.
When God spoke to him, Abraham said, God, I don't have someone to be my descendant. I haven't seen the promised land you told me to see. I don't see your promises. In Genesis 15, verse 8. So the Lord said to Abram, bring me a heifer and a goat and a ram, each 3 years old, along with a dove and a young pigeon.
And
Abram brought all these to him, cut him in two, and arranged them opposite each other. The birds, however, he didn't cut in half. So Abram waited upon the Lord. And while he was waiting upon the Lord, we read that the sun set. And then we read, and Abram fell into a deep sleep, and thick, dreadful darkness came upon him. Can I just say to you, dear brother and sister, sometimes while we are waiting for God's promises to be fulfilled in our lives,
Kwesinye isikhathi lapho sisalindele izethembiso zikaNkulunkulu ukuba zifezeke empilweni zethu.
It can happen that the sun goes down.
Kungenzeka ukuthi ilanga lishone.
And a thick and dreadful darkness can come upon us.
Kwenzeka ukuthi ubumnyama obunzima busehlele.
A thick and a dreadful darkness.
Ubumnyama obunzima.
While he's waiting for God's promises to be fulfilled.
Kwenzeka lokhu lapho esalindele izethembiso zikaNkulunkulu ukuba zipheleliswe.
It was so severe that Abram fell asleep.
Kwakukukhulu kakhulu ukuthi uAbraham ohlele ukuthoma.
He didn't leave the Lord.
Akayishiyanga inkosi.
He didn't turn his back on the Lord.
Akamflathelanga uNkulunkulu.
But the dreadfulness of the darkness was so much he just fell asleep there.
Kodwa ubumnyama obukhulu babukhulu kakhulu waze uhlele ubuthongo.
Here was the sacrifice.
Nangu umhlatshelo.
Before him.
Phambi kwakhe.
God was supposed to come now and make a covenant with him.
UNkulunkulu wakufanele ukuthi afike manje ezowenza isithembiso naye.
And what they did in those days, two men who make a covenant with each other would walk in a figure of eight between the two pieces of sacrifice.
Ababekwenza ngaleso sikhathi amadoda amabili enze isivumelwano bezohamba ndawonye elandela indawo yakhiwe ngazuthi u8 bahambe bobabili beyizungela.
So while Abraham is waiting for God,
lapho Abraham esalindele uNkulunkulu,
God, so to say, strikes him with this dreadful darkness.
UNkulunkulu kube ngathi umshaya ngalobo umnyama obukhulu.
Abram is ready to make the covenant with God.
Abraham uselindele ukuthi enze isivumelwano noNkulunkulu.
But God doesn't pitch up.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu akafiki.
And in his weakness, physical weakness, Abram falls asleep.
Bese ebuthakeni bakhe bomzimba uAbraham uhlele ubuthongo.
And while Abram was asleep,
lapho uAbraham esalele,
we read verse 17, chapter 15, verse 17.
Siyakufunda lokho encwadini ya Genesis 15, verse 17.
When the sun had set and darkness had fallen, a smoking fire pot with a blazing torch appeared and passed between the pieces.
Kwathi ngokushona kwelanga kwaba mnyama, bheka nanto iziko elithunqayo nelangabi lomlilo.
Abram was not there to make the covenant with God. But God said, Abram, because you kept the faith in me. Because you remained obedient to me. Even though you may be asleep now. I will keep my covenant even if I have to do it alone.
Me naNkulunkulu ngiyagcina isithembiso isivumelwano noma ngabe kubiza ukuthi ngisenze ngedwa.
Remember, Abram did not desert the Lord and he didn't run to sin.
Khumbula Abraham akamflathelanga uNkulunkulu futhi akangenanga esonweni.
He was like the 10 wise virgins who fell asleep with their lamps full of oil.
Waba njengalezo intombi ezilishumi ezalala ziphethe izibani.
Or he was like the disciples of the Lord who fell asleep in the Garden of Gethsemane but didn't turn their backs on him.
Noma waba njengabafundi benkosi abehlelwe ubuthongo balala ensimini yaseGethsemane kodwa abayiflathelanga inkosi.
And God said to Abram, Abram, you're at the end of your strength.
UNkulunkulu uthi kuAbraham, Abraham, ususekugcineni kwamandla akho.
You cannot stay awake anymore. But I will keep my promise. And all alone, without Abram doing anything, here we read this wonderful, wonderful thing. Suddenly, a smoking fire pot with a blazing torch appeared. Blessed is the person that can keep his faith on God when God allows a terrible darkness to come upon us.
Ubusisa umuntu ongakwazi ukuthi agcine ukukholwa kwakhe kuNkulunkulu nasezikhathini lapho uNkulunkulu evumela ukumnyama obunzima ukuba usehlele.
In the midst of this terrible darkness,
phakathi kwalobumnyama obukhulu kangaka,
here the fire pot that was God appeared. And he passed between the two pieces. And God basically said, Abram, I am still faithful to my word. I swear by myself. You are not there for me to swear to. But I swore by myself. Oh friend, may God help you and me never to lose our faith in God. May the Lord help us that we'll keep the faith and be faithful to God. Whether people compliment us or not, whether people think I'm something or not, let's stay faithful to God. And if, as I said before, if our nails have bent, at Calvary, God gave the solution to straighten bent nails.
Lapho eKhalvari uNkulunkulu waletha isixazululo sokuthi izibikile ezigobile zingaqondi.
If you are willing to come to Calvary with your bent nail,
wena uma ungakwazi ukuthi uvume ukuye eKhalvari nesibikile sakho esigobile,
God can straighten that nail for you.
uNkulunkulu angakwazi ukuthi asiqondise leso sibikile.
But don't try and hide your sin.
Kodwa ungazami ukuthi ufihle isono sakho.
Rather be exposed like the man hanging next to the Lord Jesus in the cross. An exposed criminal. Everybody saw that. Everybody knew it. But he turned his head and he said, "Remember me, Lord, when you come into your kingdom one day." And the Lord straightened that nail on the cross. And he said to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your encouragement to help us hold on to the faith. Please be merciful to us, we pray. May we never, never, ever let go of you again. And may you glorify your life in each one presence alive here. Amen.
Amen.